This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Dustin Huffman. Producers have been getting regular updates from USDA about New World screwworm, but most of these announcements focus on border activity and surveillance. What we haven't talked about as much is the part that matters most on the farm, and that's how the fly behaves differently than anything we normally deal with. The risks are not always the big wounds we picture. Many of the danger points are the tiny, routine things we hardly notice. We'll get an update on what that means coming up next.
Stay informed with the Closing Market Report from the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, your essential summary of the day's market activities and their impact on the agricultural economy. Join us for timely updates and expert commentary on commodity prices and market trends with trusted ag market analysts from around the Midwest. Tune in every Monday through Friday on your local Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network affiliate for your daily market recap and insights to stay ahead in the ag economy.
To learn more about the behavior of the New World screwworm, we're going to talk to Elanco's Dr. Wayne Ayers. He says the first step is understanding how the fly works and why its behavior creates risks we don't normally think about.
So I think that the biggest thing is to get educated. So the USDA has an excellent site that's called the New World screwworm playbook, mm-hmm. and they will update it as we get new information, maybe where the fly is, if there's new products available. I've been on the screwworm task force at Elanco for a year now, and we've been having conversations with the different regulatory bodies, USDA, EPA, FDA, looking at, and other industry other industry pharmaceutical companies are in those conversations as well. We're all looking at, do we have some products that maybe we need to, or couldn't use for emergency authorization. So all of those things are happening in the background, and it's not information that's necessarily out in front of people, but I think everybody, all the producers need to understand there is a lot of these conversations. We are having conversations with state agencies as well. USDA is having conversations with Department of Livestock, in the various states, also the state veterinarian's office. They're going to be the coordinator for should it get to the U.S. So there is a lot there. Some things that that maybe we can talk about today that people need to be aware of is we probably need to think just a little bit differently as producers.
Okay.
One is the New World screwworm is a fly. The female lays her egg in a new wound, and her maggot actually eats living tissue, as opposed to what we're used to dealing with here is with the false screwworm, which actually lays eggs in carrion or a decaying wound, so mm-hmm. an infected wound. House flies, other flies that we have, blowflies, they lay eggs in dead tissue. Mm-hmm. And the screwworm only attacks live tissue.
Okay.
So now we have to think about things like hornfly bites. So we deal with hornflies on a regular basis on cattle, but those bites can be a potential place for that screwworm to lay her egg in that little bite. Mm-hmm. Ticks create a wound when they bite and drop off. That's a potential spot. So we need to think about better, good fly control programs just in general and right. good tick control programs. Mm-hmm. And if we do that, we'll reduce that chance by having less bites.
Right.
We reduce that chance that a female fly finds a wound.
Right. Dr. Ayers says that other things like blood from needle sticks, also ear tagging, injections, tick bites, and even umbilical cord removal from when the calf is born all create entry points for the fly that lays the bug that creates the New World screw. Worm. We'll have more coming up on another episode of Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.